Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here. That means you're with Laura,
Mim,
and Michael.
Today we might go on a journey to the sea,
meet a magic fishy,
and learn all about toilets.
Are you ready, Mini Beanies?
Let's go!
Man, this fish tank really needed a clean. All this green gunk is super tough to get off.
Yeah, poor Sammy, the sea snail, really needed his home cleaned up.
Yeah, thanks, Beanie.
You're welcome, Sammy.
Guys, I found it. This'll help clean the fish tank quicker.
Michael, stop!
What? I just thought we needed something stronger to clean off all that green slimy stuff.
Well, we wouldn't need to work so hard to clean off the green slimy stuff if you did your weekly chore of cleaning the tank. Think of poor Sammy the sea snail.
I hate to be a bother, but thanks for the help, Beanies.
That's okay, Sammy.
But I did do my weekly chore of cleaning the fish tank. Every Monday, I'd get the tank cleaner and clean the tank.
Michael, you have to clean inside the tank as well.
Oh, I've only been cleaning the outside of the tank.
Michael, think of poor Sammy.
Well, it's fine, really.
And what about Goldie the goldfish? Having to swim in that dirty fish tank, that's not nice for her.
Michael, where did you put Goldie the goldfish while we were cleaning the fish tank?
In our other fish tank.
We have another fish tank?
Yeah. You know, above the toilet? There's a whole fish tank there, but it's not glass, so you can't see through it, which is silly. Didn't you guys know that?
Michael, that's not a fish tank. That's part of the toilet.
That's where the water comes from when you flush the toilet. Poor Goldie the goldfish.
Oh. I tell you what, Beanies, I am learning a lot today.
Michael, please go get Goldie the goldfish out of the top toilet bit thingy.
Oh, I believe it's called a cistern.
Thanks, Sammy.
All right, calm down. As long as no one flushes the toilet, Goldie the goldfish will be just...
Goldie!
Excuse me, Beanies. I just needed to use the bathroom on the way to the lab. I hope you don't mind that I... Why is everyone looking at me so shocked? Doesn't smell that bad, does it?
Professor Know-It-All, you flushed Goldie the goldfish down the toilet.
Oh no, Goldie.
Bye, Goldie. You're off on your next adventure.
Oh no.
Oh, Goldie.
Goodbye. Oh.
She was so shiny.
Goldie the goldfish had been flushed down the toilet and was tumbling along a maze of pipes like a big, scary water slide.
Whoa!
Down she went, until the small pipe opened up and dumped Goldie into a big, slow-running river. But the river was underground, inside a big pipe, and it was very dark.
Hello? Anybody?
Then, a bright light lit up the dark river, and appearing in front of Goldie was a glorious, shining fish. It wasn't any normal fish. It was a magic carp. The magic carp spoke to Goldie.
Goldie, you may not know it yet, but you have started a long and dangerous journey to fulfill your destiny.
My destiny?
Yes! Oh. You must pass through the labyrinth of 1,000 smells. At the end, you will meet the Sewer Rat King.
The Sewer Rat King?
That's right! You will need to answer his riddle.
Okay.
Then you will need to guide yourself home from the Warrengamba Dam and return Queen of the Goldfish.
Wow, that escalated quick.
Yes, we don't have much time, so we've got to cut to the chase.
I see.
Go now, Goldie. You must pass these tests, for if you fail, you will end up in the sea where no goldfish belongs, and surely you will perish.
Okay.
The magic carp disappeared in an explosion of light. Goldie the goldfish was left alone, or so she thought.
Wow, that was a lot.
Who said that?
Over here. I'm Snail. A sewer snail.
Oh, hello, Mr. Snail.
Please, Mr. Snail is my father. Call me Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve, the snail. I'm Goldie the goldfish.
Yeah, I gathered that from the glowy fishy gal. Yeah. Hey, if I could give you some advice for the labyrinth of a thousand smells, relax.
Relax?
Yeah, relax.
Oh, thanks, I guess.
And Goldie the goldfish started swimming through the many pipes of a thousand smells.
Gotta get home. Gotta get home.
She swam as fast as she could until she came out to a big opening again.
Welcome back.
Steve the snail, what are you doing here?
Oh, I never left. You're the one that's come back.
Oh, I've gone in a loop. Well, it won't get me this time.
Hello again.
Oh, this time.
Hello.
Oh, fish scales.
I told you. Relax.
Relax?
Yeah, relax.
Goldie slowed down and took a deep breath. She felt the easy flow of the dark river start taking her down into one of the pipes.
Hey, it's taking me.
See? Relax. Let the river take you.
Thanks, Steve the Snail. Oh, this is quite nice, actually.
Goldie slowly flowed through the labyrinth of a thousand smells, letting the dark rivers take her here and there. Eventually, she plopped out into a big tank.
Whoa! What's that noise?
Hello there.
Looking down into the big water tank was a huge, scary rat.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to the sewerage plant, little goldfish. You're a long way from home, aren't you?
Yes. And I'm trying to get back, so if you could just point me in the right direction, that would be lovely. I'd just be on my merry way.
Oh, no. We can't just let you go. After all, me and my rat friends are a little hungry.
Actually, I just ate, so I...
Shh!
Oh, no, please don't eat me, Mr. Rat King.
Oh, don't worry. We rats like a little sport. Why don't we play a game? I give you a riddle to solve, and if you win, I'll tell you which way to go.
And if I lose?
Well, let's just say you get to join us for dinner.
Oh, I love dinner guests.
Shh. Oh, quiet.
Okay, well, what's the riddle?
I am in the sky, in the water, and the ocean. What am I?
Oh, good one, boss.
Oh, I said quiet, please.
Oh, I'm in the sky, in the water, and the ocean. Well, there's clouds, so water could be in the sky. I don't think that's it. Some fish can fly. But maybe that's not it either.
Come on, goldfish, I'm getting hungry.
Oh, well, I've got a muesli bar just here if you want.
Shh.
Wait, I've got it!
Yes?
Blue. Blue sky, blue water, blue ocean.
Ah, yeah, you've solved it.
Rats. She's so nice.
All right, if you don't want to go out to sea, you go that way. Good luck getting back home.
Oh, thank you, Rat King. Okay, off I go.
But how was Goldie supposed to find a way home? The pipe she followed flowed out into a big dam of water.
Now where?
It was huge. It would be impossible to go through all those pipes and find the exact home of the beanies. Then she heard something through one of the pipes near her.
Is that singing?
It was singing. Goldie swam towards it.
I can hear one of the beanies. They're singing. I'm coming home!
So Goldie swam through all the pipes as fast as she could, until...
And I have a shiny smile. Oh, Goldie, I hope you're okay. Oh, a fish came out of the tap. Ew. Wait, Goldie!
Goldie's back?
Goldie just swam out of the sink tap. Oh, well, let's put her back in the tank.
Oh,
there you
Goldie,
go.
Goldie,
go. I'm so sorry, Goldie. I'm so sorry. See, Goldie? We cleaned the tank and a cute little castle for you to swim in. It's like you're the queen of the goldfish.
Glad to have you back, Goldie.
Wow, what a journey you must have been on.
I suppose if she just finished a journey, this would be good time for us to say...
The end.
It's time to close your eyes and wake your imagination.
And make a picture in your head of...
A magic fish.
What colour is your magic fish? Does it have shiny scales? Or does it glow all different colours? How big is your magic fish? As small as a goldfish or as big as a whale?
What does it look like? Does it have big teeth? Or a long, pointy nose.
Well done, Mini Beanies. You made...
A magic fish.
Beanies, I've been thinking. With the return of Goldie the Goldfish, I've got a question.
Well, why don't we ask...
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, Beanies. Sorry for flushing your fishy away.
Oh, it's okay. She's back.
Yeah, swam out through the tap in the sink, sorted itself out.
Okay. Well, what would you like to ask me?
Professor, I have a question.
What is it, Michael?
Well, I could ask you like normal, or I could ask you through the magic of song. Hit it.
Where does my poo go? Now you're in the loo. Where does my poo go? Where can I find you? You're off on a journey to a distant land, sailing the ocean blue, bobbing amongst the waves and sand. What are you to do? Where does my poo go? Now you're in the loo. You once were food though, the mystery of a poo. Even though I wonder where you might have gone, I think to myself, life will go on. Another poo at dawn. Where does my poo go?
Thank you for that lovely song, Michael Beanie.
Michael, how long have you been practicing that song?
Long enough to have the music wizard put together an orchestra. Yeah.
Well, to answer your question, Michael, everything that gets flushed down the toilet goes into a sewer. It's lots and lots of pipes that take everything from the toilet of every home. This flows to a big factory called a sewerage plant.
Ew.
Ew.
Hill.
There it goes through different stages of cleaning in special water tanks. All the yucky and icky stuff is taken out of the water, and once it is clean and safe enough, it all ends up far out into the ocean.
Professor, so if I flush a fish down the toilet, it will end up in the ocean, right?
Michael, you definitely shouldn't flush fish down the toilet. Okay? Did you hear me? Don't flush fish down the toilet. Definitely a no-no. Big no-no. The toilet is only for things that belong there. All right, beanies, Michael? That means no goldfish, phones, or hats.
Thanks Professor Know-It-All.
Michael, what did we learn today?
Lots. Wash the inside of a fish tank. The toilet isn't a fish tank. And don't put fish into the toilet.
Right.
Maybe you can learn about different types of fish today. Or where your water comes from.
But don't flush things down the toilet that don't belong there.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
Did you like today's podcast? Want even more? Well, in the show notes, you'll find links to things like worksheets to complete about the episode, colouring in pages, dance-along videos to the song, and all sorts of fun stuff. How cool! Can't wait to see what you create, Mini Beanies.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were brought to you by The Beanies and the magnificent music wizard, James Court. Ah, ah, ah.